I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Today, another sign that Egypt's revolution is on rewind. The lawyer for the former dictator, Hosni Mubarak, says his client could be released by the end of the week. An Egyptian court ruled today that Mubarak could no longer be held on a corruption charge involving embezzled funds for presidential palaces. David Kirkpatrick, the Cairo bureau chief of the New York Times, says it's too early to say whether Mubarak will be a free man anytime soon. But for many Egyptians, just the idea of Mubarak's release is provocative.
Even the thought of Hosni Mubarak once again walking the streets of Cairo is quite stimulating to many people here, because it raises inevitably the specter that the old Mubarak government is returning.
And you say stimulating. You mean people are excited by that prospect or disgusted by it?
I'm looking for a neutral term because I, at this point, I don't really know how the people of Egypt or of Cairo feel about this. You know, there's certainly some who react with a kind of nonchalance. You know, that era was a long time ago. You know, let the guy get on with his life. We're busy with our current struggles. You know, I think there are other people who are going to be shocked and horrified. And there's probably a few people, including some members of the current cabinet, who will be glad to see their old friend Hosni back at the club.
Yeah, well, those current struggles, which are all too real, let's talk about that, because the daily death toll is numbing. And we learn now that at least 36 Islamist prisoners died when they tried to escape during their transfer to a prison outside Cairo. Numbers of dead closing in on 1,000, maybe more. I mean, the impression is that of Syria when the uprising first got pushed back on its heels a couple of years ago. It may be too early to make those comparisons, I guess. But what are you seeing on the streets, David?
The city's coming back to life by day, but at night it is a kind of a bizarre no man's land. You know, the streets are deserted of unarmed civilians, but populated with a mix of army and police checkpoints and self-appointed vigilante groups, some of which rob passerbys and may themselves be armed. So that the night is really becoming a very dangerous and chaotic scene here in Cairo.
You've lived in Cairo for many years, David. What's it like at the moment for you? I mean, is this an Egypt you recognize?
It's been a real emotional roller coaster over the last 3 years since that incredibly euphoric 18 days in 2011. And then there was a kind of cacophony of freedom in the media and a million voices in a million places, and the police that everyone was afraid of seemed to be afraid of the people. Now, this new turn is extraordinarily confusing. It seems that those old institutions have reemerged with force. The non-Islamist or anti-Islamist forces appear to have embraced the old institutions in their fear of the Islamists. The Islamists see themselves quickly returning to prisons and mistreatment and police brutality. You've got police on the streets harassing people just because they have a beard and might be an Islamist. It's very hard to know what to make of it, but there's no way that it is not demoralizing, especially with all this bloodshed.
Right. Let's talk about another group, Christians, Coptic Christians, and we've heard a lot about attacks on Christians in their churches and homes. Tell us what you've seen, and where are those Christian voices? Are they able to speak out?
Right now, those Christian voices are being trumpeted by the authorities. You know, they're very eager to call attention to the crimes of Mr. Morsi's Islamist supporters, and they quickly attribute every act of sectarian violence around the country specifically to the Muslim Brotherhood. I don't know if the Muslim Brotherhood is involved in those attacks. They don't seem to be coordinating them, but the attacks themselves are very, very real. It is definitely the case that the Christians have been caught in the crossfire. It is also the case that they are not receiving police protection in any meaningful way. Although the new government is eager to call attention to the attacks on Christians, they don't appear to be effectively doing anything to stop them.
And these dire warnings of civil war, does that feel possible to you right now?
It's more that there might be a period of sort of civil strife where there's a kind of a loose or low-level chaos. I don't want to make any predictions. The indications as of today, and everything is changing very quickly, is that the Muslim Brotherhood, the Islamist group that backed Mohamed Morsi, may be returning to their pragmatic and almost accommodationist past. You know, after a period of weeks when they used slogans like "A Million Martyrs March," and basically said in so many words, "You bring the guns, we'll bring the bodies. You know, we're going to go out with our civil disobedience and our protests, even if you mow us down." They've started to cancel marches because of a fear of security crackdown. They've started to scale back some of their demonstrations, and you begin to see them thinking, okay, we've reached our number. This is as many casualties as we are willing to sustain, as many detentions and imprisonments as we're willing to sustain at this time. We've got to pull back and regroup.
David Kirkpatrick, the Cairo bureau chief for the New York Times.